Welcome to Grace in the Shadows. This is Dr. Marla Beeler and
Dr. J.
Dr. Jonathan Beeler. Hello, everyone. Hope you are doing well today. We are giving a quick shout out to Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Winston.
Yeah, we used to live close to there.
Mm-hmm. Wells County.
Yeah, Wells County.
Moravian Falls.
Yep, that's where we lived. Yep, and we would go to Winston-Salem because they had the mall and all the stuff. All right, well, please check us out at graceintheshadowsor.org. You can email us at drjonathan@graceintheshadowsor.org. You can call us or text us at 251-244-4645. If you are looking for a therapist, Dr. J is your man. You can also become a supporter of our show. So there is a link in our show notes to do that. Also, consider using Covenant Eyes as a porn blocker on your devices because it will help keep you safe, help keep people from stumbling on things they should not. And you can use our promo code GRACE1998 to get 1 month free. Okay, what else? Is that it? Oh, we also have an Etsy store. You can get some Grace in the Shadows merchandise and some other things. So please check that out as well.
Well, some weird facts.
Okay.
The largest Japanese population outside of Japan stands at 1.6 million people who live in Brazil.
That's a lot of people.
I don't know. It must be a Japanese company or something down there.
Yeah. I'd like to go to Brazil. That would be a cool place to go to.
Brazil would be cool.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. What else you got?
The top three stinkiest dogs.
Oh, no. Are you going to say Sai?
Well, he does.
He can be stinky.
St. Bernards are gassy. They also have skin issues.
Oh.
And often smells.
Little St. Bernards. They're cute.
English Bulldogs.
Oh, you wanted one of those,
too.
They
have some gas problems.
Do they?
They're just, yeah, if you ever need gas, just go to, no.
Oh, that's sad. Poor little English Bulldogs.
Bloodhounds, they're prone to stinking.
Really?
Yeah.
They're just gassy too, huh?
And boxers, they really let it go.
Oh, I love boxers. Now, Sai is part boxer. He does have some boxer in it.
That's probably where it's coming from.
Probably. Okay,
it eats
well.
A lot of beans.
Oh, okay. Well, those were some interesting smelly facts there, Dr. J. All right, so what's our topic?
Our topic today is the ultimate comforter.
And who is that?
The ultimate comforter is the Holy Spirit.
You know, Francesca Battistelli has a song called Holy Spirit. People should definitely check that song out. It talks about his attributes and how he's yes. calming. Oh, okay. Well, you're calling me out, so go ahead. Tell us what I'm doing wrong.
The Holy Spirit is one of the most neglected persons of the Trinity.
Okay.
The Trinity is made of Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Three persons, one God.
Okay.
Not one plus one plus one. That equals?
Three.
Yeah. That's wrong.
Yeah.
One times one equals?
One.
You're pretty good,
I'm
Dr.
smart,
Marla.
Yeah.
So the Trinity is the really okay example maybe you could give, and you got to be careful with this, is in a human family, there's mm-hmm. three roles.
Right.
Husband, wife, child.
Mm-hmm.
Three roles, one family. And mm-hmm. I think that's the best illustration of the triune God.
Mm-hmm. Some people have used the egg. You like
yeah, but that's modalism.
It's what?
It's called something called modalism.
What does that mean?
See, the Trinity is three separate persons.
And an egg is one thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got to be careful with that.
Oh, big words we're learning today.
Big words.
All
you don't
right.
have to memorize those.
There will not be a test.
Hooked on phonics work for me. But okay. The Holy Spirit is probably the most neglected. And he's not an it.
Well, you called me out on the, and you're saying he too.
He's not an it.
Okay.
He is a person, the third person of the Trinity.
Okay.
He's the creator.
Mm-hmm.
He can be grieved. He can direct. He can speak.
Okay.
He can be lied to, and he is a person.
All right.
So it's very easy to go to saying it.
Right.
But he's not a force,
mm-hmm.
and he's not an it. He's
right.
a very personable God. Matter of fact, have you ever heard of the old game show, To Tell the Truth?
I have heard of that, yes.
It's an American television panel show. Four celebrity panelists are presented,
mm-hmm.
three contestants.
Yes.
and a team of challengers, each individual pair, and they must identify a central character whose unusual occupation or experience has been read aloud and from the show's moderator host. Mm-hmm. So when the panelists question the contestants, the two imposters may lie, whereas the central character must tell the truth. Well, with the Trinity, you have Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. The three persons could participate in this game show.
Okay.
And they would all be telling the truth.
And there would not be one telling a lie.
They would each be saying, I am God.
Right.
And they're all telling the truth.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. So as we look at the Holy Spirit, number one is Yahweh. He's God.
Yes, he is.
First and foremost, we must, you know, be clear. The Holy Spirit is Yahweh. Mm-hmm. He is the true and living God. So, you know, Father, God, mm-hmm. Yahweh, Son, mm-hmm. Yahweh, Holy Spirit, Yahweh.
Very good.
Psalm 10, 110 is explicit about the Father being Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Jesus said several times over and over again that he's Yahweh.
Correct.
But the Holy Spirit also in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 11, the Holy Spirit speaks to individuals about today. If you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Mm-hmm. So, and that's the Holy Spirit speaking.
Definitely.
As a matter of fact, he was lied to mm-hmm. in Acts.
Right.
So the Holy Spirit, he is a person mm-hmm. and he's well needed.
Definitely.
And he is considered a counselor.
Yes.
He's considered God. He's considered a person.
Right. Very good.
The Holy Spirit is creator. Mm-hmm. So when we often think of Father, the Father God creating, we also remember in John 1:1-3, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things that were created by him and for him. Mm-hmm. Colossians 1:16 states the Son created all things. Nothing that was made and spoken to existence is there because unless it was created by him.
Right.
And Genesis 1:1-2 mm-hmm. talks about in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and read that right there. Genesis 1:1-2.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters.
So God the Father, mm-hmm. God the Son, God mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit created right everything.
Yes.
The Psalms praise God for the Holy Spirit's creative acts. Read that, Psalm 104.
Oh, Lord, how many are your works? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possession. You send forth your Spirit. They are created, and you renew the face of the ground.
So creation was an act of the triune God, and mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit was very active within that.
Absolutely.
What's the importance of, as a believer, as a person, mm-hmm. you know, as we struggle in this world,
right,
it is important to have that connection with Christ because the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. we shouldn't be scared of the Holy Spirit.
No. Yeah. I mean, like in the King James Version, it uses Holy Ghost mm-hmm. and that used to bring fear among people. And he's not a ghost, you know, he's not a ghost. He's the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So that was a wrong interpretation.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
The first thing is the Holy Spirit teaches and brings back to memory. Mm-hmm. You know, go ahead and read this, John 14:26.
Jesus told his disciples, "The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you."
So, you know, a lot of people, the Holy Spirit will bring back. A lot of times people say, I don't remember what I heard in that sermon.
Yeah.
Or I don't remember what I read when I studied the Bible or did mm-hmm. my devotions. Mm-hmm. But I ask people, so do you remember what you ate this morning? Mm-hmm. They usually remember.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you ate like 2 days ago? Mm. Maybe not.
Yeah.
You remember what you ate like months ago?
No.
And they usually don't. But you know you ate.
Right. Right.
And so the Holy Spirit, when we eat God's word, mm-hmm. when we pray and when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, he will bring back to memory things that we thought we, you know, weren't important.
And that's really cool. I mean, a lot of times, like if we're witnessing to somebody or we're sharing with somebody, maybe our testimony or what God's done in our lives, things will come out of our mouth that we don't ever remember reading or hearing or even saying. And that's the Holy Spirit speaking through us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. In John 14, 25 through 26, these things I've spoken to you while you're abiding with you. Mm-hmm. But the Helper.
The Helper. I
love
that.
The Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring back to remembrance all that I said to you.
And who doesn't need a helper and, you know, in time of need? And who doesn't need that? Because we all do. And he's that for us. And I like that.
And I think that sometimes we are very individualistic.
Yeah.
That we don't want help mm-hmm. from anyone.
And we shouldn't be that way.
Yet alone the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's pride. We shouldn't be that way.
Secondly, the Holy Spirit convicts of sin. Mm-hmm. This is good.
Absolutely.
The devil shows us our sin to draw us away from God. God shows us our sin to help us draw closer to him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you see the little cartoons of the devil sitting on one shoulder and the angel sitting on the other. But, you know, the Holy Spirit really is there to help us choose to do the right thing.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ashley T. Lee Podcast. Join me to hear the Bible read line by line and clearly explained. Listen to the Word of God in your car or home or work while it transforms your mind daily. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, which is good and acceptable and perfect." Knowing the Bible can give you peace and joy in this hectic world. Listen weekly to Ashley T. Lee Podcast on all podcast sites.
You know, if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, I wouldn't be a believer.
True.
You wouldn't be a believer.
I wouldn't, yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit opens
he draws
up,
us.
He mm-hmm. opens up the Word of God. He draws us. He convicts us that mm-hmm. we need a Savior.
Yes.
He's like a lawyer. He's mm-hmm. like an attorney.
Okay.
He provides evidence
yeah.
used to convict criminals, only us for sinners.
Right.
And he shows us our sin and our need mm-hmm. To come to know Jesus.
Absolutely. It's really cool.
Go ahead and read this, John 16, 7 through 8.
But I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
And people don't like this.
No.
Mm-mm. People hear the gospel, and a lot of people, they get angry.
Which is sad.
Because yeah. really, it's really a simple thing.
It is simple.
It makes sense. It's very logical.
Yeah, we don't have to make it hard.
But we get angry. Mm-hmm. Because why do you think we get angry? What's the reason?
I don't know. Because people, a lot of people want to work hard at something. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to work hard at salvation because Jesus did it for us. And it's like, we feel like we have to do something, and because we don't have to do something, that brings some anger, I think.
And I think that we just don't naturally want God. That's why it has to be his election, his
right.
drawing.
Yeah, his drawing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Thirdly, the Holy Spirit indwells believers and fills us.
That's so cool.
You know, before, I don't know how people do it without Christ.
I don't either. Because when we're going through tough times, he is the helper. He's the one that helps us continue on our journey because he fills us and he's there for us.
When there's times I don't feel like there's hope,
right?
But I know there is because the Holy Spirit's inside me.
Yeah. And he's whispering to us, you can do this. I'm with
yeah.
you.
Because he gives life.
Yes, he does. And he gives it more abundantly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Before, as a Christian, it was only things of the flesh. Mm-hmm. It was only death. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the songs and the things I used to listen to
right.
was about death and, yes. and the lust of the world.
Right.
Pride of life.
Yes.
But read this, 1 Corinthians 3:16.
Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you?
So when we receive Christ, you know, Jesus said he must go because mm-hmm. he's sending the Comforter.
Right.
And people didn't want Jesus. Jesus said, I have to, because the Holy Spirit's going to do even greater things.
Well, yeah, but, you know, people were with him physically mm-hmm. and were trusting in that physical bond. And faith, you know, goes along with things we can't see. And so that's why, you know, he indwells us and we trust in him, even though we can't see him.
See, the Holy Spirit used to, in the Old Testament, he would come down on prophets or sometimes kings and speak through them. But after Jesus and after Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes within us.
Right.
He indwells us.
Yes.
Do you not know that you're the God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? He's talking about, you know, every time with sexual immorality or idolatry or, you know, hurting our physical bodies.
Yes.
Paul's saying God lives within us now.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
And we must, body, soul, and spirit. It's not just physical body.
No.
But emotional.
Yes.
Spiritual.
Yes.
And physical.
Definitely. Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is the source of revelation, wisdom, and power.
Yeah, we don't really have wisdom on our own. I mean, sometimes we think we do, but we don't. He's the one that gives us that wisdom to make us, you know, what we are.
Read that, 1 Corinthians 2, 10 through 11.
These are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except for their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God.
God gives followers of God the Holy Spirit so we may know God better. He opens up the Word of God. The Word of God says that Satan has blinded all the unbelievers of the world. With a veil over their eyes.
Right.
They cannot understand the word of God. They cannot see God.
True.
And so the Holy Spirit rips that veil off and he allows us, he reveals the thoughts of God. He opens up the truth of God and he gives us the security of God and the hope of salvation through inheritance of Christ.
He knows God's thoughts. He knows our thoughts and he can take those negative thoughts and replace them with God's thoughts. So we can feel God.
The Holy Spirit, I want to emphasize this, will always point people to Jesus, not to himself.
True.
The scriptures tell us that very clearly.
Yeah.
The Comforter come and I will send you unto the Father, even the Spirit of truth proceeds from the Father. He shall testify of me.
Definitely.
John 15:26. Mm-hmm. So when you know, there's a lot of I would even say cults out there that will try to make the Holy Spirit more of a entertainment or health wealth. And there's no conviction of sin.
Yeah.
It's not showing people Jesus, but it's bringing confusion. So I think you got to be careful with that for sure.
You do. They're putting the Holy Spirit in a box and trying to say he can perform and things like that. And that's not the way it is.
And Jesus gave power through the Holy Spirit. Go ahead and read this, Acts 1 through 8.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
You know, that word for power is dynamos.
Okay.
We get the word dynamite.
Dynamite.
Remember that show? What was
dynamite.
It?
Dynamite. Good times.
Good times.
Yeah.
JJ. Dynamite.
Yeah, dynamite.
And dynamis gives an idea of explosion, man. Power.
Right.
You know, Peter and all those other apostles saw this, and they were empowered. They died awful deaths.
Right.
You know, all the apostles were, you know, people do not willingly allow themselves to die for something they know is a lie.
True.
So the apostles really believed what they saw. They talked with, touched, walked, even ate with Jesus in various ways, in various groups, at different times. And they saw this, and they were convinced all the way to the point of death themselves.
And the thing is, you know, a lot of times we'll say, well, I don't think I would be able to go through that. And that's true, through horrible situations, you know. You hear about people being persecuted. Well, the disciples being persecuted. You think, well, I could never do that. And they could never have done that on their own flesh. But because they had the Holy Spirit, they could do that. And so if God ever puts us or allows us to be in a tragic situation like that, he's not going to leave us alone. The Holy Spirit's going to be with us in that, and we won't be alone.
And you're absolutely right. I think we're arrogant to say, you know, hey, yeah, I'm going to go out and die for Jesus right now.
Yeah.
I think that if and when that time comes,
he'll give us the strength.
He gives us the strength then.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And which is cool because that means that we're never going to be alone and he'll always be there with us.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, it's very, very powerful that we are able to rely on him because he comforts us with grief, with whether depression, anxiety. Or pain or sorrow or other things. The Holy Spirit is constantly counseling us, consoling us, encouraging us, and teaching us.
He really helps us to do life. And in today's world, it's tough at times, but we're not alone. And we have that comfort that we're not alone.
Holy Spirit gives spiritual gifts to his followers of Jesus. He gives spiritual gifts to us. When we receive Christ, we actually become an heir of the kingdom. We're adopted into the kingdom.
Yes.
And not only are we saved from hell,
right?
We're saved from our sin.
Yes.
But we're saved for the glory of God. And he gives us spiritual gifts like discernment.
Right.
Exhortation.
Yes.
Shepherding, faith, evangelism, mercy, giving, hospitality. And that's from the Holy Spirit. That's pretty cool.
Yes, it is cool.
What's your spiritual gift?
You tell me. What do you think?
Mercy. Mercy and I think hospitality.
Yeah. I think. And
service.
You are exhortation, I believe, is shepherding and evangelism.
I think so.
Yeah. And if you don't know, you're like, what are y'all talking about? There are spiritual gifts and gift inventories, if I can get it out, that you can take and understand, you know, how Jesus has made you and how the Holy Spirit can use you.
Yeah, I think my mercy too.
Mercy, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, as you go through life situations, sometimes they change or adapt too.
They do. Holy Spirit seals the lives of believers.
Yes, he does.
In ancient times, a seal was a legal signature, attesting ownership. And they would put this, whether it's mail or documents or even Jesus's tomb, and it meant ownership. And so when we receive the Holy Spirit, we are sealed. Nothing can steal us from God. We are ownership of God.
Yeah.
God owns us.
Right.
Yeah. And this is the one I like the most. I like them all.
Oh, yeah.
Holy Spirit, assist us in our weakness to intercede for us, to pray for us.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Have you ever been in a point where you just were overwrought with life or circumstances and you really wanted to pray and you really wanted to cry out to God, but you just didn't know what to say? And that's when the Holy Spirit takes over.
When we don't know how to pray, God he intercedes.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit does.
And we've been at that point. We've been at the point separately and together.
Yeah.
And it's very comforting to know that that happens.
Go ahead and read that. That's a powerful verse, Romans 8, 26 to 27.
In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God.
Yes.
It's powerful.
It is. It is. He makes Christians new and gives us eternal life.
You're right.
We kind of said that already.
Yeah.
Powerful. When we come to Christ, we literally, spiritually, and we are being identifying with Jesus with the death, burial, and resurrection.
Definitely.
And made newness in life.
Yes.
And lastly, he empowers us. He gives us encouragement to produce fruit in our lives.
Yes, he does. Yes.
You know, he makes us want to live more like him.
He does.
He makes us want to live according to the truth and walk closer to him. And that's a good thing.
And he helps us to love people. You know, sometimes people just aren't very lovable. Sometimes we aren't very lovable.
No, I'm not.
I know I'm not too. And you are lovable though.
I am.
But yeah, but he
so
does.
Are you.
Well, thank you. Mutual admiration society here.
Yes.
But he works through us to help us do these things. And yeah, so hopefully this podcast today has helped you better understand the Holy Spirit. It is, you know, hard to understand sometimes, you know, the three in one, but it's such a powerful thing that, you know, God has our backs and he is there with us. And the Holy Spirit is our comforter and he will definitely help us.
Well, and you know, it's interesting within science.
Yeah.
Most everything's in threes.
Oh,
yeah.
True.
You know, you got water, you got liquid, solid. Uh-huh. Gas. I mean, yeah. Most science and most of what we see is in threes. But what you were wanting me to say
is
that God can take our mess, turn it into a message for his glory, for our good.
Absolutely.
And I hope you all have the Holy Spirit, the ultimate counselor and the ultimate comforter of all. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.